I'm very pleased that you're with us in this second lesson on the power of prayer.
Dengaraos dinga sadek tiasa sasarengan sareng abdi dina pengajaran kadua ngenaan kawasan doa.
Now in this particular lesson I want to help us understand all that prayer is.
Dina pengajaran ieu abdi hoyong nulungan urang kanggo ngartos doa salengkepna.
In later lessons, we're going to talk specifically about how to develop a personal time of prayer every day.
Pengajaran nu bade dongkap, urang bade nyarioskeun ngeunaan kumaha ngembangkeun waktos ngadoa pribadi unggal dinten.
But in this lesson, we want to understand what prayer is.
Tapi dina pengajaran ieu, urang hoyong ngartos naon doa teh.
Now there are no doubt hundreds of ways you could define prayer.
Dilakukeun saderek tiasa ngajelaskeun hartos doa ku ratusan cara.
But in a moment I'm going to describe four simple definitions of prayer.
Kada abdi abdi ngajelaskeun opat arti doa anu sederhana.
Now about 100 years ago there was a great man of God who lived in South Africa.
100 tahun kapengker aya saurang pamegeut nu dipilih Allah nu linggih di Afrika Selatan.
He was a missionary to South Africa.
Anjeun misionaris di Afrika Selatan.
His name was Andrew Murray.
Namina Andrew Murray.
He wrote a classic book on the subject of prayer.
Anjeun nyarat buku klasik ku pokok doa.
It was titled With Christ in the School of Prayer.
Judulna sareng Kristus dina sakola doa.
Now I have used that expression in describing our seminar on prayer, which we call the Change the World School of Prayer.
Dengangge ungkapan eta kangge ngajelaskeun seminar doa nu disebat sakola doa nu ngarobah dunya.
Now our school of prayer teaching has gone into about 120 different countries.
Sakola doa tos dilaksanakeun kinten-kinten 120 negara.
And many of the things we are sharing with you come from that teaching.
Sareng dibagikeun ka sadayana asalna tina pengajaran eta.
And this is what Andrew Murray said about the power of prayer.
Ya nuku Andrew Murray nyarioskeun ngeunaan kawasa doa.
Andrew Murray said, "The powers of the eternal world have been placed at prayer's disposal."
Caruna kawasa-kawasa di dunia kalanggengang tos ditempatkeun dina parentah doa.
Now I want to say that again.
Adipada nyeroskeun deui.
The powers of the eternal unseen world have been placed at prayer's disposal.
Kawasa ti kalangan dunya nun teu katingal ditempatkeun dina parentah doa.
Andrew Murray then said this.
Andrew Murray teras nyeros ieu.
Prayer is the very essence of true religion.
Doa teh inti ti agama anu leres.
He said prayer is the channel of all God's blessings.
Doa teh saluran sadaya berkah Allah.
He said prayer is the secret of power and of spiritual life.
Doa teh rusia kawasa sarta kahirupan rohani.
He then said this.
Padengan jalan nyeros ieu.
Prayer is fellowship with the unseen and most holy one.
Doa teh persekutuan sareng nu teu katingal sareng nu pangsucina.
Now then he made a concluding statement.
Enten ayeuna anjeunna ngadamel hiji kasimpulan.
And I hope we can all understand this.
Tatapi miharep urang tiasa ngartos ieu.
He said it is on prayer that the promises of God wait for their fulfillment.
Saurna dina doa janji-janji Allah bade dibuktoskeun.
He said it is through prayer that the kingdom of God waits for its final coming.
Ngalangkungan doa yen kerajaan Allah ngantosan kasumpingana nu akhir.
And he said it is through prayer that the glory of God waits for its full revelation.
Ngalangkungan doa kamulian Allah ngantosan nu sapinuhna.
So this is what Andrew Murray was saying.
Dan dia nuju dicarskeun ku Andrew Murray.
He was saying that everything we receive comes through prayer.
Anjeunna nyarioskeun yen sagala nu katampi asalna tinu doa.
So if we don't pray, we're going to miss so much of what God has.
Kenten waktu seorang neneda, orang nuju kalengitan seueur nu di gaduhan Allah.
The great preacher John Wesley said this.
Pandita ageung John Wesley nyaros ieu.
God does nothing apart from prayer and everything through it.
Allah teu papisah ti doa sareng sagala ngeunaan doa.
Now if that is true, then prayer is absolutely essential in the believer's life.
Pamieu leres janten doa teh pasti kedah aya dina kahirupan nu percanten.
But then we must ask the question.
Tapi urang kedah naroskeun.
What is prayer?
Naon doa teh?
And what happens when we pray?
Kata naon nu kajantenan waktos urang naneda?
Most of us think that prayer is just asking God for blessing.
Teserna ti urang mikir yen nanedangan nuhunkeun berkah-berkah Allah.
Now that is a part of prayer.
Eta teh sabagian tina doa.
But prayer is more than that.
Tapi doa langkung ti eta.
So look with me for just a few minutes in this lesson.
Teserna tingali sababaraha menit dina pangajaran ieu.
And let us examine what prayer is.
Nah, urang talungtik naon doa teh?
I see four simple definitions.
Abi ningali opat arti nu sederhana.
First of all, prayer is entreating spiritual power.
Kahiji, doa teh ngabutuhkeun pisan kawasa rohani.
Now we might ask the question, what does that mean?
Ayeuna panginten abdi sadaya naros, naon hartosna eta?
Well, it's simply this.
Bicara sederhana kieu.
Prayer is calling to God in a time of need.
Doa teh nyuhunkeun ka Allah waktos ngabutuhkeun.
It's to say, God, I need you.
Nyaroskeun, Gusti abdi ngabutuhkeun anjeun.
Or God, I need your provision.
Tapi Gusti abdi ngabutuhkeun sasadian anjeun.
So it's asking God for his blessing.
Nyuhunkeun ka Allah berkahna.
Or his power.
Atanapi kawasana.
That we might grow in Him.
Orang tumbuh di mantena.
And we might have our needs met.
Pangeten urang nampi kaputuhan-kaputuhan urang.
But this is only the first aspect of prayer.
Tapi ngan hiji sisi ti doa.
Let me give you some examples from the Scripture.
Kenapa masih ada sadaya sababaraha contoh ti dahuan Gusti?
Now everything we learn about prayer is in this book.
Ina sadaya nu ku urang pelajaran aya di buku ieu.
This book, the Bible, is our guide to understand every spiritual subject.
Alkitab teh pedoman urang kanggo ngartos unggal pokok rohani.
There are hundreds of scriptures in the Bible that relate to prayer.
Aya ratusan ayat di kitab suci nu aya hubungana sareng doa.
Many of these are examples of people who prayed.
Jadi antawisna contoh-contoh ti jalmi nu benten.
Let me give you three examples for this first point.
Ijinkan abdi masihan tilu contoh kanggo ngawitan.
First is the example of Elijah.
Kahiji contoh ti Elia.
You can find this in the first book of Kings.
Hadek tiasa ningali dina hiji raja-raja.
In the 18th chapter.
Pasal 8.
And in particular in verses 37 and 38.
Ayat 37 sareng 38.
That is 1 Kings chapter 18.
Hiji raja-raja pasal 18.
Verses 37 and 38.
Ayat 37 sareng 38.
Now let me give you just a little background about this passage.
Ijinkeun abdi masihan saderek saketik latar belakang ngeunaan pasal ieu.
This is the account in the scripture where the prophet Elijah confronts the prophets of Baal.
Kita catatan dina kitab suci ngeunaan Nabi Elia mayunan nabi-nabi Baal.
Now the prophets of Baal were worshiping false gods.
Nabi Baal nyembah allah-allah palsu.
And there's a confrontation between the prophet Elijah and these prophets.
Aya hiji pertentangan antawis Nabi Elia sareng nabi-nabi ieu.
And many of us remember the story.
Jeur antawis urang imut carita ieu.
Where the prophets of Baal cried out to their gods.
Patos nabi-nabi Baal sesambat ka allahna.
All day long they cried out to their gods.
Hari dinten aranjeuna sasambat ka Allah.
They were asking for fire to come on their sacrifice.
Aranjeuna nyuhunkeun sabaraseuna teh meuleum kurbanna.
But nothing happened.
Tapi teu aya kajantenan nanaon.
And then Elisha came to pray.
Ajeng Elia ngadoa.
And we remember how he poured water on his sacrifice.
Orang imut waktu anjena ngucurkan cai dina korbana.
And then he poured even more water.
Ajeng anjena ngucurkan cai langkung seur.
And then he prayed.
Ayeuna ngadoa.
Do you know what is very interesting about this?
Asare terang naon kataji tina hal ieu?
Elijah's prayer was only about 25 words.
Doa Elia ngan kinten-kinten 25 kecap.
We read this in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 37.
Orang maca dina hiji raja-raja pasal 18 ayat 37.
Listen to this simple verse of this simple prayer.
Ke dina ayat sederhana ieu doa nu sederhana.
Hear me, O Lord, hear me.
Mugi ngamakbul nun pangeran mugi ngamakbul.
He said, "Hear me, Lord, that this people may know that you are the Lord God."
Supados jalmi-jalmi teh terangan yen Gusti teh pangeran Allah.
Now, isn't that a very simple prayer? It's only a few words. But notice verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and even the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
Kur pangeringa datang keunseuna ti awang-awang ngahuru kana kurban kana suluh kana batu tanah ge datang ka geheng cai dina salokana di tengah nepi ka karing.
And that all happened when Elijah cried out to God.
Eta kajantaran da waktos Elia sesambat ka Allah.
Let me give you another example.
Jin kenapi masihan contoh sane.
This is King Jehoshaphat.
Ieu Raja Yosafat.
You read this in 2 Chronicles chapter 18.
Tarek maca dina 2 babat 18.
It is verse 31.
Ayat 31.
Now, King Jehoshaphat is in a great battle also.
Ayeuna Raja Yosafat aya dina patempuran ageung.
Now listen to what we read in verse 31.
Tangukeun urang baca dina ayat 31.
That is 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 31.
2 babat 18 ayat 31.
The Bible says that it came to pass when the captains of the chariots of the enemy saw Jehoshaphat that they said, "It is the king of Israel."
Alkitab nyaroskeun barang maranehna narenjoan Raja Yosafat samarukna teh Raja Israel.
Then the Bible tells us that they circled around the king. They were attacking the king.
Alkitab masian terang urang yen aranjeuna ngepung raja teras ditaraja.
And then the Bible simply says this.
Lajeng kitab ngan nyarios.
Jehoshaphat cried out to the Lord.
Yosafat tersambat ka pangeran.
And God answered.
Kata pangeran ngawaler.
And caused the enemy to flee.
Nyababkeun musuh mundur.
Now Jehoshaphat was praying for himself.
Kata Yosafat nada keur dirina nyalira.
When we talk about that kind of prayer, we call it petitioning God.
Batas urang nyeros ngeunaan jenis doa eta urang nyebatna nunuhunkeun ka Allah.
When we pray for others, we call it intercession.
Batas urang ngadoakeun jalmi sanes urang nyebatna doa sapaat.
And that's what we see in the third example.
Ieu nu urang ningal contoh katilu.
It's the example of Samuel.
Ieu contoh ti Samuel.
So first was the example of Elijah.
Kahiji contoh ti Elia.
Then was the example of Jehoshaphat.
Lajeng contoh ti Yosafat.
And then is the example of Samuel.
Lajeng contoh ti Samuel.
We read this in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
Orang maca dina hiji Samuel pasal 7.
It's in verses 9 and 10.
Ayat 8 sareng 10.
Now that's 1 Samuel chapter 7 verses 9 and 10.
Hiji Samuel 7 ayat 8 dari ka 10.
Now I like to give you these verses more than once so you'll write them down.
Pemacaan sadarek ayat langkung tisa kali janten sadarek tiasa nyerat.
I pray that you will read these verses again.
Dip ngadoa supaya sadarek bade maca ayat-ayat ieu deui.
You will study them.
Sadarek baris ngajar.
Now look at this example of Samuel.
Ayeuna tinggal contoh ti Samuel.
The Philistines are attacking.
Orang-orang Palestin nyerang.
And the Bible tells us that as the Philistines began to attack,
kita masih terang ka urang yen waktu orang-orang Filistin ngawitan naraja.
That Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel.
Samuel sasambat ka pangeran kanggo Israel.
And the Lord heard him.
Pangeran ngadangukeun.
Now listen to this again.
Ayeuna dangukeun deui ieu.
Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel.
Samuel nyambat ka pangeran kanggo Israel.
We call that intercession.
Orang nyebatna doa safar.
Now all of this describes this first kind of prayer.
Ayeuna ieu ngajelaskeun jenis doa anu kahiji.
Prayer is simply calling to God.
Doa teh sasambat ka pangeran.
Now, the problem is many believers never go beyond this first kind of prayer.
Ini masalahnya, seorang percantan tetapi tina jenis doa iya.
They stop right here.
Aranjana liren di dia.
Many believers think this is all that prayer is.
Seorang percantan mikir doa tengan iya.
They think it's asking God for blessings.
Kita nyuhunkan ke Allah kanggo berkah-berkah.
Asking God for power.
Nyuhunkan ke Allah kanggo kawasalah.
Asking God for special favors.
Nyuhunkan kanggo kehadian-kehadian khusus.
Even asking God for health.
Malah nyuhunkan supaya Allah masihan kesehatan.
Now there's nothing wrong with this.
Dan tentu ayat nu lepat di dia.
But prayer is much more than this.
Tapi doa langkung sertibatan eta.
Let's look at the second definition of prayer.
Ya orang ningal hartos kadua ngenaan doa.
Prayer is transacting spiritual business.
Doa teh transaksi bisnis rohani.
Prayer is entering a partnership with God.
Doanya eta lebet ka kamitraan sareng Allah.
In fact, it's even more than that.
Faktana ieu langkung ti eta.
Prayer is entering a partnership with God to remove satanic obstacles.
Doa teh lebet ka kamitraan sareng Allah kanggo nyingkirkeun halangan-halangan setan.
In fact, sometimes when we pray, something unusual happens.
Faktana kadang waktos urang nanada hiji hal nu aneh kacantenan.
We do not ask God to do something.
Urang teu nyuhunkeun Allah midamel hiji padamelan.
Instead, in the authority of Jesus' name, we command the mountains to be moved.
Sabalikna dina nami otoritas Yesus urang marintahkeun gunung-gunung ngalih.
We call this the law of spiritual authority.
Orang nyebat ieu hukum ti otoritas rohani.
Notice two passages of scripture in Matthew.
Perhatikan dua pasal dawuhan Gusti di dalam Matius.
Matthew chapter 18 verses 18 and 19.
Matius 18 ayat 18 hingga 18.
That is Matthew chapter 18.
Matius 18
verses 18 and 19.
Ayat 18 hingga 18.
Listen to these words.
Dengungkan dawuhan ieu.
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Dengan ngabejaan ka sakabeh marane, yen segala rupa anu kamarane dibengkeut di ieu dunya di sawarga ke baris dibengkeut.
The verse goes on to say, whatever you will loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Naon anu kumarane dilepaskeun di ieu dunya di sawarga ke baris dilepaskeun.
Now the next verse says this. Again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven.
Oke kami ngabejaan yen iraha bae maraneh ngunjukkeun panuhun kalawan mufakat duaan kur karama di sawarga tangtu dikabul.
This means that you don't have to have a great multitude to move mountains.
Ya hartosna sadek teu kedah ngumpulkeun sajalmi kanggo mindahkeun gunung-gunung.
Even two people in agreement can see the enemy flee.
Malah mupakat duaan tiasa nyaksikeun musuh mundur.
And even as individuals praying by ourselves, we can command the mountains to be moved.
Malah waktos urang ngadoa salaku pribadi-pribadi urang tiasa marintahkeun gunung-gunung ngalih.
We remember what Jesus said to the Apostle Peter. You find this in Matthew chapter 16, verse
19.
Jesus said this to Peter. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse
19.
He said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Dawuhna maneh ku kami rek dipasrahan kunci kerajaan sawarga.
And then he tells them what to do with these keys.
Kajeng masian anjeunna naon nu kedah dibidamel sareng kunci.
He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Dawuhna sakala rupa anu kumaha dibengkeut di ieu dunya di sawarga ke baris dibengkeut.
And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Naon nu kumaha dilepaskeun di ieu dunya di sawarga ke baris dilepaskeun.
Now this is what we call the law of spiritual authority.
Ieu anu disebut ku urang hukum ti otoritas rohani.
We might sum it up in these words.
Pangeutan urang ngaringkeus dina cariosan ieu.
When we take authority on earth in prayer,
waktos urang nyandak otoritas di bumi dina doa,
God releases power into the heavenlies.
Allah ngalepaskeun kawasa kalebet sawarga.
Now, look with me at the word bind when it says whatever you bind on earth.
Lain urang ningali tina kecap dipengket waktu sicaroskeun anu kumarana dipengket di ieu dunya.
Many of us think that the word bind means to tie something up.
Jadi antawis urang mikir yen kecap dipengket atusna mengket hiji hal.
Now it does mean that.
Memang maksudna kitu.
So that would be true.
Kenten eta leres.
But it means more than that.
Tapi ieu langkung ti eta.
It is true that our prayers can tie up or hinder Satan.
Nyata leres-leres yang doa-doa orang tiasa ngiket atau napi ngahalangan setan.
But this is really more of a legal term.
Tapi ia langkung tibatan hiji istilah hukum.
And in a legal sense, the word bind means this.
Dina pengertian hukum kecap iket hartosna.
To compel as by an oath. Or a legal restraint.
Anggo maksa sapatos hiji sumpah atanapi hiji larangan resmi.
I will try to use an illustration from my culture.
Abi nyobi ngangge hiji ilustrasi ti budaya abi.
Let us suppose that in my city I want to build a building that has 20 levels to it.
Ayo urang anggap yen di kota abi abi bade ngadegkeun hiji bangunan tingkat 20.
But let us suppose that the law says I can only build 10 levels.
Perang anggap yang aturan nyeroskeun abdi ngan tiasa ngadegkeun dugi ka 10 tingkat.
But I decide to build 20.
Tapi abdi mutuskeun ngawangun 20 tingkat.
And I start to build.
Tingawitan ngawangun.
Someone can go to our courts.
Jalmi tiasa ngalaporkeun ka pengadilan.
And receive what is called a restraining order or an order of restraint.
Atanapi hiji parentah panahanan atanapi hiji parentah kanggo nahan.
And they can bring that order to me.
Paranyandak parenta eta ka abdi.
And if I don't stop,
umpami abdi teliren,
they can put me in jail.
Tiasa ngalebetkeun abdi ka penjara.
Now think of that spiritually.
Ayeuna imutan ieu ku cara rohani.
Satan has many plans.
Setan gaduh seueur rencana.
He's trying to destroy your family.
Ayeuna usaha kanggo ngancurkeun keluarga saudara.
He's trying to destroy your faith.
Ayeuna tong usahakeun ngancurkeun iman saudara.
And you begin to pray.
Saudara ngawitan doa.
And you come against him in the name of Jesus.
Derek nantang anjeuna di lebet nama Yesus.
And you begin to restrain him.
Derek ngawitan nahan anjeuna.
Do you know what I believe happens when we pray like that?
Terang naon nu abdi percanten kajantenan waktos urang ngadua sapertos eta.
I believe God sends angels.
Abdi percanten Allah ngirimkeun malaikat-malaikat.
We can't see them.
Urang teu tiasa ningal aranjeuna.
But they come from heaven.
Tapi aranjeuna sumping ti sawarga.
And they're holding a restraining order.
Aranjeuna nyepeng serat panahanan.
And they're saying heaven commands you to stop.
Urang sawarga marintahkeun anjeun kanggo liren.
And miracles happen.
Mujizat-mujizat kajantenan.
Let me tell you one of my favorite miracles from church history.
Abi nyaraskeun ngeunaan salah saeji mujizat nu abdi resep tina sajarah gereja.
It is one of the best illustrations I could give you about this kind of prayer.
Ieu salah saeji ilustrasi pangsaena anu tiasa dipasikeun ka sadayana ngeunaan jenis doa ieu.
It happened at least 4 centuries ago.
Ieu kajadian kirang ti 4 abad kapengker.
It happened in the life experience of a famous Christian leader named Martin Luther.
Ieu kajadian dina pengalaman hirup saurang pamimpin kasohor namina Martin Luther.
Martin Luther lived at a time of great need in the church.
Martin Luther hirup di zaman aya kabutuhan di gereja.
Many people had grown cold.
Jalmi tos janten tiis.
They didn't really believe the Bible.
Anjeuna teu leres-leres percanten kana kitab.
And he is what we would call a reformer in the church.
Ieu disebut ku urang saurang reformator gereja.
He was calling people back to the word of God.
Anjeuna nuduh nyauran jalmi-jalmi kanggo mulang deui ka Allah.
This particular experience happened in the year 1540.
Pengalaman istimewa ieu kajantenan dina taun 1540.
Martin Luther had a very close friend.
Martin Luther gaduh hiji sobat.
His name was Frederick Myconius.
Namina Frederick Myconius.
They were very, very close friends.
Aranjeuna dalit-dalit pisan.
But at this time, Frederick Myconius lived in another city.
Waktu harita Frederick aya di kota sanes.
Some distance from where Martin Luther lived.
Tebih ti kotana Martin Luther.
One day, Frederick Myconius became very ill.
Hiji dinten Frederick Myconius udur parna.
He was so ill that the doctor said he would only live 3 or 4 more days.
Anjeuna parna pisan kumargi eta dokter nyaeros yen hirupna kantun 3 atanapi 4 dinten deui.
Myconius was convinced he was dying.
Dan aja nang ucapkeun wilujeng di kantun ka Martin Luther.
So Frederick Myconius wrote a letter to Martin Luther.
Dan Frederick nyeratan ka Martin Luther.
Frederick Myconius thought he would be dead in 3 or 4 days.
Frederick mikir anjeunna baris maot dina 3 atawa 4 dinten.
So he said goodbye to Martin Luther.
Anjeunna ngucapkeun wilujeng di kantun ka Martin Luther.
He was going blind now.
Ayeuna anjeunna lolong.
He could hardly speak.
Anjeunna hampir teu tiasa nyarios.
But he spoke the words that someone wrote in the letter to Martin Luther.
Anjeunna ngucapkeun carisan nu diserat hiji jalmi dina serat ka Martin Luther.
We do not have a record of all the words that he wrote.
Urang teu kadua catatan ngeunaan sadaya carios nu diseratna.
We do have a record of a letter that Martin Luther wrote back to him.
Urang kadua catatan hiji serat Martin Luther salaku balesanana.
You see, Martin Luther believed God would keep Frederick Myconius alive long enough to get his letter back.
Frederick ninggal Martin Luther percantan Allah beris ngantep Frederick Myconius hirup rada lami kanggo nampi balasan serat.
And we do have a copy of the letter that Martin Luther wrote back.
Perangkat hiji salinan ti balasan serat Martin Luther.
Now remember, Frederick Myconius said, by the time you get this letter, I'll be dead.
Imutan Frederick Myconius nyarios, waktos anjana nampi ieu serat abdi parantos maut.
But Martin Luther would not hear of this.
Tapi Martin teu paduli.
Because Martin Luther needed Frederick Myconius.
Lantaran Martin Luther ngabutuhkeun Frederick Myconius.
And so he wrote a letter back to Frederick Myconius.
Anjana nyeratan deui ka Myconius.
It's a very short letter.
Serat nu pondok pisan.
It's only a few sentences.
Nganaya sabaraha kalimat.
And I even wrote the letter in my Bible.
Malah abdi nyerat serat eta dina kitab suci abdi.
Because it shows such faith.
Lantaran ieu nembongkeun iman sarupa.
This is what Martin Luther wrote to his dying friend.
Ieu nu diserat Martin Luther ka sobatna nu ampir maut.
I hope you're excited as I read this.
Mimi harap saderek sumanget ngadangukeun serat ieu.
I cannot even read this letter without clenching my fist.
Malah abdi teu tiasa maca serat ieu umpami abdi teu merep.
Because this is what Martin Luther wrote.
Ieu nu diserat Martin Luther.
Listen to this.
Dangukeun ieu.
He said these words.
Anjeunna nyarioskeun ieu.
I command thee in the name of God to live.
Abdi marintah anjeun di lebet nami Allah kanggo hirup.
Isn't that a powerful prayer?
Naha teu ieu doa nu kawasa.
He said, I command thee in the name of God to live.
Saur abdi marintah di lebet nami Allah kanggo hirup.
And then he said this.
Lajeng saurna.
Because I still have need of thee in the work of reforming the church.
Lantaran abdi masih ngabutuhkeun anjeun dina ngarubah gareja.
He said, the Lord will never let me hear that thou art dead.
Sauna pangeran moal ngantep abdi ngadangu anjeun maut.
He said, but God will permit thee to survive me.
Pangeran baris ngijinan anjeun hirup langkung lamiti abdi.
He's saying, you're going to live longer than I live.
Anjeun baris hirup langkung lamiti abdi.
And then he wrote the most remarkable thing.
Lajang anjeun nyerat nu aheng pisan.
I hope you do not miss
abdi miharep sadek teu kalengitan bagian ieu.
He said, for this I am praying.
Saurna kanggo ieu abdi neuneuta.
This is my will.
Ieu teh pangaresa abdi.
And may my will be done.
Sarta mugi-mugi ieu pangaresa abdi kajantunna.
You say he said that.
Sadek naros anjeunna nyeros eta.
That's exactly what he said.
Ieu nu aranjeunna carioskeun.
But he added one phrase that I didn't share with you.
Anjeunna nambihan hiji kalimat nu teu didukikeun.
He said, this is my will.
Saurna ieu pangaresa abdi.
And may my will be done.
Mugi-mugi pangaresa abdi kajantunna.
Because I seek only to glorify the name of God.
Lantaran abdi ngan usaha ngamulyakeun jenengan Allah.
Now do you think that God let Frederick Myconius live long enough to hear that letter?
Sadayak ngimutan Allah ngantep Frederick Myconius hirup lami kanggo ngadangukeun ieu serat.
I can tell you from history that God did.
Biasa masian terang sadayak tina sajarah yen Allah ngidamel eta.
I can tell you something else.
Hadi masian terang nusanes.
He was nearly dead when that letter was read to him.
Anjeunna hampir maut waktu serat eta dibacakeun.
And some nurses were standing around him.
Padahal perawat ngaradeg di sabeureuna.
And there was a doctor standing there.
Aya ogé dokter di dinya.
And the letter was read.
Serat eta dibacakeun.
And the first sentence was read.
Kalimat kahiji dibacakeun.
I command thee in the name of God to live.
Abdi marintah anjeun dilebet jenengan Allah kanggo hirup.
And everyone standing.
Ningal jalmi nu ngaradeg di dinya.
Could see the power of God come on him.
Geus ningali kawasa lungsur ka anjeunna.
they could see him being healed before their eyes.
Aranjeun ningali anjeunna dicageurkeun di paeudeun aranjeunna.
And within a matter of hours,
dina eta ngancam,
Frederick Myconius was completely healed by the power of God.
Frederick Myconius cager pisan di ku kawasa Allah.
Now you might be asking a question.
Panginten ayeuna saderek naros.
When did Frederick Myconius die?
Era Frederick Myconius maut.
I'm pleased to tell you this.
Habibing masihan terang ieu.
Frederick Myconius did not die until 2 months after the death of Martin Luther.
Frederick Myconius teu maut dugi ka 2 bulan sapantos Martin Luther maut.
You see, he did not say, "Oh dear God, please do this."
Derek ningal anjeunan teu nyarios, nun panginan nu bageur abdi nuhunkeun pidamel ieu.
Instead, he took authority.
Tabaik anjeunan nyandak otoritas.
And he commanded the mountain to move.
Anjeunan marentah gunung eta ngalih.
He said, "I command you in the name of God to live."
Lamun abdi marintahkeun anjeun dilebet jenengan Allah kanggo hirup.
That's very much like the Apostle Peter.
Ieu sami saperti Rasul Petrus.
When he came to the Gate Beautiful in Acts chapter 3.
Pada saat dia duduk di gapura indah di Kisah Rasul pasal 3.
And there was a man that had never taken a step in his entire life.
Ada seorang pamangkat nu lumpuh nu teu tiasa mapasa umur hirupna.
This man was probably more than 40 years old.
Bisuana langkung ti 40 taun.
Never took a step.
Tatan pernah mapasa langkah oge.
And he was there begging for money.
Anjeuna dirinya janten baramai.
And he begged for money from the Apostle Peter.
Anjeunna nuhunkeun artos ti Rasul Petrus.
And Peter reached into his pockets and he had no money.
Petrus ngarampas sakunan teu gaduh artos.
Do you remember that lesson in Scripture?
Hadarek imut katentaran ieu dina kitab suci.
Peter said to the man, "Silver and gold I do not have."
Tapi saur Petrus, emas perak kaula teu boga.
But what I have, I give you.
Tapi kaboga kaula ayeuna arek dipikeun.
He said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up."
Demi panjenengan Yesus Kristus urang Nazaret pek lempang.
Do you know what I think happened?
Nah, sadek terang nu cek abdi bade ka jantan.
The man just laid there.
Jalmi eta tetep ngagoler dirinya.
How could he rise up?
Kumaha anjeunna tiasa mapa?
He couldn't rise up.
Anjeunna teu tiasa mapa?
Peter said, "You rise up."
Tar Petrus pek lempang.
But the man did nothing.
Tapi jelma eta teu midamel nanaon.
But Peter does something.
Tapi Petrus midamel hiji hal.
Oh yes, read your Bible carefully.
Baca kitab suci sadelek sing taliti.
He said, "You rise up."
Tarna pek lempang.
But then he grabbed him.
Tapi anjeunna ngajungkeun panangan jelma eta.
And he lifted him up.
Ngabantos anjeunna leuh ngadeg.
And we know the rest of the story.
Urang tarang tarita ieu salajengna.
He went walking.
Anjeunna mapa.
And leaping.
Anjeunna luncat.
And praising God.
Kata muji Allah.
And that day, 4,000 more people came to know Jesus.
Internet langkung ti 4,000 jalmi percanten ka Yesus.
All because of that authority in prayer.
Karena lantaran otoritas dina doa.
So remember this.
Tingimut ieu.
There's one aspect of prayer.
Aya hiji sisi ti doa.
Where we say, "Oh dear God."
Di mana urang nyarios nun pangeran.
Meet this need.
Panuhun kabutuhan abdi.
Give me your strength.
Pasian abdi kakiatan ti Gusti.
Supply my needs.
Kirimkeun kaperluan-kaperluan abdi.
But then there's another kind of prayer.
Ada jenis doa anu sanes.
Where you point to the mountain.
Di mana sadarek nunjuk ka gunung.
And you say, "I command you."
Sadarek abdi nitah ka gunung.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Dilewat panjenengan Yesus Kristus.
To be removed.
Kanggo ingkah.
Oh, may we not just stop at the first kind of prayer.
Pantek kenging liren dina jenis doa kahiji.
May we learn to pray with authority.
Kan urang tiasa diajar doa ku otoritas.
Do you remember a few years ago when there was a great wall called the Berlin Wall in Europe?
Nah, sadek emo sabaraha taun kapengker waktos aya hiji tembok nu disebut tembok Berlin di Eropa.
It was a symbol of communism.
Ya hiji lambang komunisme.
A symbol of oppression.
Hiji lambang tina panindesan.
I well remember God speaking to me one night.
Abdi emut pisan waktos Allah ngadawuh ka abdi dina hiji dinten.
It may have been the strangest prayer assignment God ever gave me.
Pangitanya tugas doa nu pang anehna nu Allah pasikeun ka abdi.
But I remember it very well.
Tapi abdi emut pisan eta.
I wept late into the night.
Abdi nangis tengah wengi.
For many days I had been praying for all the people living under the oppression of communism.
Ngalinten abdi ngadoakeun sadaya jalmi nu hirup dina tekanan komunis.
And we could not go to every home with the gospel in all of Eastern Europe.
Abdi sadaya teu tiasa angkat nyandak Injil ka unggal bumi di Eropa Timur.
We could not go to every home in all of Moscow or the nation of Russia.
Abdi teu tiasa angkat ka unggal bumi di sakuliah Moskow atanapi di Rusia.
And I was weeping.
Abdi nuju nangis.
It was now past midnight. And I believe God talked to my heart. He said, I want you to go to Berlin. And I want you to walk up to the Berlin Wall. And I want you to lay your hands on the Berlin Wall. And I want you to command it with your voice. To come down in the name of Jesus. And I was all ready to go. In fact, I thought I was to get on the plane the next day. But then the Lord spoke to me again. He said, you're not ready to go. And I said, Lord, how should I get ready? And the next thing he called me to, I have never done in my life. He called me to an entire month of prayer. Instead of going to my office and doing work, instead of going out and preaching, I was to spend every day in prayer. During that month, God visited me like I've never experienced in my life.
And
after that month was up, I went to Berlin. And I went to the Berlin Wall. It seemed so very strange to go all that way just to speak 5 words. But remember how brief Elijah's prayer was. Now I hope no one thinks that I think I'm some great man of faith. Let me tell you what really happened. I flew all the way to Berlin. Nearly 10,000 kilometers from our home. And when I walked up to fulfill my prayer assignment, I started to reach out my hands. And I stopped. And I looked to see if anyone was looking. Because I was afraid. What if someone sees me? What if some old German couple is walking their dog? And what if they see me reaching out and touching the wall? I could just imagine this old German lady saying this to her husband. Oh look, there's someone feeling the wall. And then she would say, oh look, he's talking to the wall now. It must be an American. Only American would do something silly like that. But then I realized that God had sent me. And I reached out quickly. And I laid my hands on the wall. And I said, in Jesus' name, come down. Now, if I had been a great man of faith, it would have been something like this. In Jesus' name, come down. And then I would have ran back. And waited for the wall to fall. But I didn't do that. Why? Because I did not expect the wall to fall. You say, but wait a minute, you commanded the wall to fall. Oh, I think you understand what I'm saying. I was not talking to that wall. I was talking to the invisible powers behind that wall. And the very months that followed, we started to see miracle after miracle. And that wall finally fell. And we've been able to go to every home in East Germany now with the gospel. We've been able to start to go to every home in the old Soviet Union. In fact, I heard a report from the so old Soviet Union just 1 week ago. And And our workers there have now gone to 20 million families just in Russia.
Padamal-padamal didinya terus angkat ke 20 juta kulawarga di Rusia.
Hundreds of thousands have prayed to receive Jesus Christ.
Ratusan ribu jalmi terus ngadoakan genampi Yesus Kristus.
But it all began with bold prayer.
Kadaya yang dikawitan ku wani ngadoa.
Now please understand my heart.
Ayana sing ngertos hati abdi.
I have never believed I was the only one who prayed.
Abdi teu percanten yen abdi hiji-hijina jalmi nu ngadoa.
Many people who lived in East Germany prayed every day.
Saur jalmi di Jerman Timur ngadoa unggal dinten.
But I know God honored that prayer.
Abdi terang Allah ngajenan doa eta.
But now there's two more definitions.
Tapi ayeuna aya langkung ti dua arti.
The next one I will discuss very quickly.
Salajengna abdi bade enggal ngarampungkeun.
Prayer is receiving spiritual secrets.
Doa teh nampi rusia-rusia rohani.
It is listening to God.
Yeung ngadangukeun Allah.
It is letting God confide with you.
Yeung ngatep Allah yakin ka saderek.
Notice one passage of scripture.
Perhatikeun di pasal ti dawuhan Gusti.
Daniel chapter 2.
Daniel pasal 2.
Verses 21 and 22.
Ayat 21 sareng 22.
Daniel chapter 2, verses 21 and 22 says this.
Daniel pasal 2 ayat 21 sareng 22 nyeroskeun.
It says he, God, changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things.
Mantena ngatur watu, ngolah mangsa, mantena ngadeken raja, mantena ngarukrutna, nya mantena anu maparin hikmat jeung pangarti.
Notice the very last phrase in this verse.
Perhatoskeun bagian akhir tinu ayat ieu.
God reveals deep and secret things.
Allah nembongkeun hal-hal nu teu kaduga sarta nu nyumput.
Do we take time to listen to God?
Ha, urang kadu waktos kanggo ngadangukeun dauhan Allah.
You see, prayer is not only asking God for things.
Sarerek terang doa teu ngan nuhun ka Allah kanggo nampi nanaon.
Prayer is not only commanding the mountains to be moved.
Doa teu ngan marintahkeun sabaras gunung-gunung ingkah.
Prayer is confiding in the Lord and listening to His word.
Doa teh keyakinan dina Gusti sarta ngadangukeun dauhanana.
I never have a prayer time without the word of God in it.
Abdi teu pernah midamel waktos doa teu ngangge dauhan Allah.
This is so very important.
Eta teh penting pisan.
It's not prayer is not only talking to God, it's listening to God.
Doa teu nganyarios ka Allah, doa nuju ngadangukeun Allah.
Now later in our teaching, I'm going to describe different ways to pray.
Dina pengajaran urang, abdi bade ngajelaskeun cara-cara nu benten dina doa.
It will not come in this lesson.
Abdi teu ngabahas na dina pengajaran.
So you must stay with us through all the lessons.
Dina sadaya kedah sareng abdi, sadaya dugi ka sadaya pengajaran rings.
Now, in our final moments together in this lesson, let me go to the fourth definition of prayer.
Patos akhir pengajaran ieu, izinkeun abdi lebet ka hartos ka opat dina doa.
Now the fourth definition of prayer is this. Prayer is developing spiritual love.
Doa teh ngembangkeun asih rohani.
Now look at the other aspects of prayer.
Tingali bagian-bagian sanes dina doa.
Prayer is calling to God.
Doa teh nyambat ka Allah.
Prayer is commanding in God the mountains to move.
Doa teh marintah dina doa supados gunung-gunung ingkah.
Prayer is confiding in God by listening to Him.
Doa teh percanten ka Allah ngadangukeun mantena.
But more than anything else, prayer is falling in love with our Lord.
Tapi langung ti sadaya eta doa teh asih ka pangeran urang.
Prayer is communing with God in a love relationship.
Doa teh persekutuan sareng Allah dina hubungan asih.
Now Daniel 11:32 is a very important verse.
Daniel 11 ayat 32 hiji ayat penting pisan.
It's really talking about the end time.
Yeuleus-leueus nyaroskeun ngeunaan akhir zaman.
And it's talking about a certain group of people.
Yeuleus nyaroskeun hiji kelompok.
Who in the last days?
Dina dinten-dinten akhir.
will be strong.
Baris jantan kiat.
And they will do great exploits. And this is what Daniel 11:32 says. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Umatnu tetap aranut kalah bakal malik ngalawan.
Now it means this is a certain class of people.
Atasna ieu teh kelompok jalmi khusus.
The word strong means firm and durable.
Kata kuat atasna teguh sareng tahan lami.
Don't you desire to be firm and durable in Jesus?
Nah, sare koyong tegar sareng tahan lami di lebet Yesus.
But then also that person will do exploits.
Jalmi eta oge baris midamel nu aheng.
Exploits means bold deeds and daring acts.
Aheng hartosna pada malan pada manwani serta tindakan-tindakan hebat.
But notice that the Bible says it's only the people that know God that will do this.
Tapi perhatoskeun Alkitab nyaroskeun jalmi-jalmi nu wanoh ka Allah nu midamel ieu.
But some might be saying, I know God and I'm not firm and durable.
Tapi sababaraha jalmi panginten nyaros abdi wanoh ka Allah abdi teu teguh sareng tahan.
And they say, I know God, and I'm not doing bold deeds and daring acts.
Aranyanya dos abdi wano kala abdi temidama pada melanu wani sarang tindakan nu hebat.
But look carefully at the word know.
Tapi perhatuskan dina kecap wano.
It's the people that know their God.
Kita jami-jami wano kala aranjina.
Now that doesn't mean just to know God casually.
Kita hartosna saukur wano biasa bae.
It means to know God intimately.
Ia hartosna wanoh pisan.
You see, the original the Old Testament was originally written in the Hebrew language.
Arek ningal perjanjian lami aslina diserat ku bahasa Ibrani.
And when Daniel said the people who know God will be strong,
patos Daniel yen jalmi-jalmi nu wanoh ka Allah janten kiat,
He used a very special word for the word know, to know God.
Anjeunna nganggo kecap khusus kanggo kecap wanoh dina wanoh ka Allah.
The Hebrew word is the word yada.
Eta kecap Ibrani yada.
Let me say that again.
Jeung kana pinyebatkeun sakali deui.
It's the word yada.
Eta kecap yada.
And that Hebrew word means this.
Kecap Ibrani ieu hartosna
a close intimacy with God.
Raket dalit sareng Allah.
In fact, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1.
Faktana dina kajadian pasal 4 ayat 1.
That's Genesis 4, verse 1.
Kajadian 4 ayat 1.
The Bible talks about Adam and Eve coming together as a man and a woman.
Kita suci nyarusun ngenan Adam sareng Hawa sapatemon salaku bameket sareng istri.
It says Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived.
Dicaraskeun Adam manoh Hawa bojona anjeunna bobot.
It is talking about a man and a woman coming together in intimacy.
Nyaos ngeunaan pamekat sareng istri nu ngajalanan hubungan raket.
And how out of that intimacy a child is conceived.
Matina karaketan sareng anak leres.
God is calling us to that kind of intimacy.
Allah nuju nyauran urang kana karaketan sarupa eta.
Not on a human level,
manusia,
but a spiritual level.
Tapi dina tingkat rohani.
He wants us to come close to
mantena
him.
Hoyong urang nyaketan ka mantena.
To know him.
Kanggo wanoh ka mantena.
And when we come close to him,
patos urang nyaketan mantena,
then answers to prayer will begin to come.
Ajeng ngawaleran-waleran doa ngawitan dongkap.
God is calling us to spiritual yada.
Allah nuju nyauran urang ka yada rohani.
Now I want to pray this will happen in your life.
Ayeuna abdi bade ngadoa supados ieu kajantenan dina hirup saderek.
Father, I pause right now.
Rama abdi liren ayeuna.
And I pray you will teach us to pray.
Abdi ngadoa supados Gusti ngajar abdi sadaya ngadoa.
Teach us what it is to fall in love with you.
Ajar abdi sadaya naon hartosna asih ka Gusti.
To be intimate with you.
Kanggo raket sareng Gusti.
And then we will be firm and durable.
Ajar abdi sadaya janten teguh sareng tahan.
And then we will do bold deeds and daring
acts.
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.